Bob Helm was a key and founding member of the West Coast traditional jazz revival, launched in the 1930s and 40s by Lew Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band. In recent decades, he was a much-loved and respected elder statesman of jazz. Frequently consulted on matters of jazz history, he was frequently interviewed, even the subject of a BBC documentary. This is the third and final part of my farewell to Bob Helm. I am Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Bob spent nearly 3.5 decades with Turk Murphy's Jazz Band, where he did some of his finest work, including this 1964 Wang Wang Blues.
Thank you. Cause I can change the temperature from hot to cold. How come you do me like you do, do, do? Oh, tell me, pretty mama, how come?
Long unissued recordings of Bob Helm singing with Turk Murphy in 1953, recently issued for the first time by the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me in this farewell to Bob Helm, an exceptional jazz musician. He was a singer, composer, clarinet and saxophone player, and something of a jazz historian. This is Jazz Rhythm Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. This hour I'll be featuring many rare, outstanding, and several unissued recordings and performances spanning the nearly five remarkable decades of Bob Helm's superb music making. Here's more now of Helm with Turk Murphy. These 1964 tapes of Turk Murphy's band were recorded live in Carson Hot Springs, Nevada, somewhat less known than Reno or Las Vegas. But they remained unissued for a long time, mostly because of the very poor pickup of tuba and banjo. So a few years back, John Gill and Bill Carroll, both veterans of the Turk Murphy Band, dubbed in good, strong bass and banjo lines onto the original rhythm section of pianist Pete Clute and drummer Thad Vanden. This is also remarkable because Turk was without a regular trumpet player at the time, and this front line is simply Turk on trombone and Bob Helm on clarinet, the Wolverine Blues. Thank you.
Say, I've had it happen many times before, and so have you. But those days are gone and past. I found out what to do at last. When I'm all in down and out, I call Leonardo like a hymn shout.
Well, now, hello, Central, give me Dr. Jack.
Hello, Central, I know you're out there.
Why, he's got what I need. I hope he has.
Oh, I know he has.
Now, when the world's got me down, I get the blues.
I get the blues.
Why, he's a man who makes me get out of all my dancing shoes. Now, the more I get, the more I want it.
Ain't it lovely?
Yes, I am. The paging Dr. Jazz in my dreams. Well, now, when I'm trouble-bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Now, hello, Central. Give me Dr. Jazz and his brother Rex.
Helm with Turk Murphy in Australia, the legendary Oz Turk album, recorded down under during the band's celebrated visit there in 1978. And yes, I think Bob did have an unusual sound. He really chose odd notes to give his playing an almost modernist or progressive jazz sound to my ears. Now, part of this was from his early experience in the Yerba Buena Jazz Band, which had one of the most powerful front lines of all time, and he was trying to be heard alongside two cornets and a trombone. Also, one of Bob's models, if you will, in early jazz clarinet playing was Johnny Dodds, who often chose rather odd notes as part of his signature sound. And also, I think Bob was just an individualist. He wanted to create a style and a distinct sound all his own. Bob and Leon Oakley did that Dr. Jazz vocal duet routine often in Turk's band, where they worked together on and off for at least a decade, starting in 1968. In the last couple decades, Helm shared a deep friendship with Leon, and Leon Oakley's a superb cornet player, a first-rate performer, and he championed Bob's music, often organizing jam sessions, special events, and did much of the behind-the-scenes organizing for recording sessions featuring Bob Helm. One of those stomp-off sessions was an excellent little band put together under Bob's name on a CD called Hotter Than That. And second in this set, we'll hear Livin' High, featuring Bob singing, along with pianist Ted DePlant and Leon Oakley. First, though, here's Bob Helm and Leon Oakley together in a jug and washboard band from the early 80s.
To flows, clean down to my toes, and silver service meals are some of my ideals. With my income low, I'm just getting by. Still, I got to make a showing, and that's the reason why I'm living high. Sometimes living high, getting by, sometimes getting by. I work all day and run my pay. By Sunday night, it's gone away. I'm high, sometimes living high.
It feels so funny if I can't dine at the Ritz. When I'm through lending and I'm through spending, I ain't even got 2 bits. I love to play poker and mess with the joker, so they raise the pots on me. I'm so kind-hearted, when I get started, it's goodbye salary.
I'm living high sometimes, living high. Living high sometimes, just getting by. Well, I bought a Cadillac, then the man came, took it back. Living high sometimes, living high.
I'm living high sometimes, living high. Getting by, sometimes getting by. I had a flat and was content until the landlord asked for rent. Living high, living high, living high.
Bob Helms Jazz Band of 1996 on a stomp-off CD titled Hotter Than That, featuring Leon Oakley, trombonist Charlie Sonnenstein, and washboard player Bob Raggio. Raggio was also on that Washboard Wiggles from a private tape of an informal early 80s jug and washboard session. This is a farewell to clarinet and sax player Bob Helm on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Still ahead for you, I've got some delightful, unissued, and remarkable performances of Helm, live with Jacques Gauthier's jazz band, with the El Dorado, and with the Lou Waters jazz bands. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. This is with the Lou Waters band. We'll hear Helm in West Texas Blues, probably live from Hambone Kelly's around 1940, a never-issued private tape that was passed along to me. It had been discovered abandoned in a San Francisco basement. Thank you. The as yet unissued live performance of Lou Waters' Yerba Buena Jazz Band around 1950 at Hambone Kelly's The West Texas Blues, featuring Bob Helm, to whom we're bidding a fond farewell this hour. And I can tell you, having met and known Bob myself, that what many have said about his persistent modesty, dedication to jazz, and good humor are all true. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. And program playlists, answers to your questions about jazz, and access to the World Wide Web of jazz sites are all yours at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep. Those are each one word, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. Here once again from that amazing 1964 Carson Hot Springs, Nevada session with Turk Murphy. Here's Bob Helm featured on Wild Man Blues. Thank you.